Unit 1. Lesson 2. Exercise 3.
And now, at 11 o'clock, it's over to Jenny Mason and today's edition of Changing World.
Good evening, everyone. Our guest tonight is Dr. Frank Partridge, an expert on personality. Dr. Partridge, our listeners are very interested in personality tests, so can I ask a few questions about those before we talk about your current research?
Yes, certainly. And good evening, everyone.
OK, my first question. What exactly does psychometrics mean?
Well, psychometrics is really related to the measurement of intelligence and personal qualities. It measures four things: the measurement of knowledge, the measurement of abilities, the measurement of attitudes, and personality traits. It's really about the differences between individuals.
I see. How did psychometric testing start? I mean, who designed the early tests?
Well, the first psychometric tests were designed to measure intelligence. I think the first usable intelligence test was the Stanford-Binet test. The test was developed originally by a French psychologist called Alfred Binet.
Interesting. So, how useful are the tests? Are they reliable? That's what most people want to know.
Well, that's a good question. All tests must have reliability and validity. Let me explain what I mean. When you use a reliable test, you get the same results each time. If the test is valid, it measures what it's supposed to measure, and not something else.
I wonder if you could give us an example of what exactly you mean by validity.
An example? Well, if you test a teacher on how many books they can carry, that's not a valid measure of their ability as a teacher.
Right, I see. Well, what can personality tests tell you about a person?
Well, there's one test called the Myers-Briggs test, which is widely used all over the world. It's based on an internet study of more than 20,000 people. Organisations think it's useful when you want to work out people's roles in a team. Some people say it's useful to decide your personality type. You can, for example, find out how organised, reliable and sociable you are. I think the questions are quite interesting, and people seem to enjoy doing them. There are questions like, can you stay calm under pressure? Are you a good team player? How motivated are you? And so on.
Have you taken any of these tests yourself?
Yes, I have. The results were very interesting.
OK, thanks for that. Now, let's get on to your research. What are you working on at the moment, Dr. Partridge?
I'm currently carrying out research into personalities of identical twins. I'm looking at the similarities and differences of their personalities, and I can tell you it's an absolutely fascinating